It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, April 13th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 50 degrees.
We have slowdowns up on Highway 89 in the Fruit Heights area. I'm Mark Jackson.
KSL's top story this hour, and it is breaking news. The police officer and police chief in Minnesota who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb have resigned. Kim Potter's resignation comes 2 days after she shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center by mistake. The city's police chief has defended Potter, saying he believes she mistakenly grabbed her gun when she was going for her taser. A rare blood clot has caused federal health officials to recommend a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Thousands of people in Utah have already received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So what kinds of symptoms should they look for, if any? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Maria, one question is, why are women seeing this problem specifically? Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare tells KSL's David Dujanovic, women of childbearing age are more likely to be susceptible to blood clots anyway because of hormones. Sheffield does not believe that this kind of problem would have been spotted in a longer study because it normally takes a lot of subjects to find these rare cases. But if somebody already has received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, she says they need to watch for things like severe leg pain, shortness of breath, and headaches for a couple of weeks. And those are the typical signs of blood clots. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Health is recommending vaccine distributors pause the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in Utah. Nearly 77,000 doses have been administered so far, with no reports of blood clots among those patients. The head of the health department, Rick Saunders, says this pause is the right thing to do. ABC's Karen Travers in Washington with what the White House is saying that this means for the federal government's supply of vaccine doses.
The White House says the recommended pause in distributing the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine will not have a, quote, significant impact on its vaccination plan. COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients says in a statement that to date, J&J's vaccine makes up less than 5% of the recorded shots in arms in the U.S. Zients says the White House is working with state and federal partners to get anyone scheduled for a J&J vaccine quickly rescheduled for Pfizer or Moderna. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Utahns who were supposed to get the J&J vaccine this week will either be rescheduled or get another type. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more from the health department.
Utah actually did not get as many Johnson & Johnson doses this week as the other types. The state immunization director, Rich Lakin, says he hopes the pause on giving it out will not scare people away from getting vaccinated. Rich Lakin talked to David Ijanovic about it.
Even though it's very rare, six people is too many, and that's why they want to investigate it. We want to have a vaccine that is safe and effective, and we still believe that it is a safe and effective vaccine.
Lakin says Utah was expecting more doses of J&J later this month to help speed up the process, so this pause will make things move slower. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah is pausing the use of the J&J vaccine. They started the pause this morning. You will give the Pfizer shot to people who have already have their appointments. Now, that's according to Dr. Richard Orlandi.
J&J comprises a very small percentage of U Health's vaccination effort, and we think that we can continue to vaccinate people at the same rate by using some additional Pfizer vaccine.
The Tri-County Health Department and Intermountain Healthcare are also following that pause. KSL's top national stories this hour. And it is breaking news on KSL News Radio. President Biden is expected to announce U.S. troops will withdraw from Afghanistan by September 11th. A senior White House official says the administration has concluded that there is no military solution to the problems in the Middle Eastern country. The withdrawal extends the U.S. troop presence past a May 1st deadline that had been set by the Trump administration in an agreement with the Taliban, but only by a matter of months. President Biden spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone today. This was their second call. President Biden proposed a summit with Russia in a third country in the coming months. Now, the White House said in a statement, the president made it clear to Putin that the U.S. will act firmly in defense of its national interests. The Capitol police officer who died when a man rammed his car into two officers at a barricade is now lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. President Biden spoke about Officer William Billy Evans earlier today at the service.
So much strain and responsibility have been placed on the soldiers of the Capitol Police. And yet you hear it, you see it, you watch them do their duty with pure courage and not complain.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Evans joins a pantheon of heroes who have given their lives to defend the Capitol. The Biden administration says they have reached an agreement with Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala to add more temporary security forces to their borders. The U.S. saw almost 170,000 unaccompanied minors try to cross the border last month. That is the highest in 10 years. Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala say they will set up checkpoints and put more police and military along their borders to make the crossing more difficult. Coming up on KSL, how families in the Caribbean island of St. Vincent are helping each other as a volcano continues to erupt on the island. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Despite strong winds, especially up north in Cache and Box Elder County, the I-15 commute looks good up there. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Started catching Dave and Dujanovic?
Inmates get these e-tablets for 12 hours a day.
Should it be a free-for-all?
My immediate reaction was, what is going on inside the jail?
Dave and Debbie have a new expanded time from 9 to noon. Just ask Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today, 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale. The one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending our sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, but once we think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The whole reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we keep our guys busy and we keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner is ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details on our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today at 801-443-7600. You can Google Any Hour Services, or you can schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story this half hour, Utah health officials are following the pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The Utah Department of Health will have people reschedule their appointments if they have already signed up for J&J. Volcanic activity is continuing on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent. Another big eruption has rocked the island. It was so big, it could be seen from space. This was the biggest explosion since the first two eruptions on Friday. The roughly 16,000 people who live closest to the volcano had already been under an evacuation order, but some did stay behind. The country's prime minister has said it could take months for life to get back to normal. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are sheltering in church buildings on that island. Details now from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
A press release from the church says there were no missionaries on the island when the La Soufriere volcano erupted last Friday. There are, however, more than 700 members of the church who live on the island. A church self-reliance and welfare manager says 44 of those members from 15 families are now sheltering inside the Kingston Church meeting house. A generator has been brought in to ensure power for the building, and food and water are available, with more being brought in soon. The church is preparing to ship goods from Puerto Rico to help with relief efforts across the island within the next few days. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Mark Jackson is in the KSL Traffic Center. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon to you, Maria. Looks like right now, out to the west side of the valley for really what looks like to be our biggest delays. That's going to be Bangor Highway. Expect a few extra minutes. KSL travel time either direction, headed to and from 6200 South. But rest of your noontime drive is very nice. In the valley, out east, through Parties Canyon, down south in Utah County, and up in Davis and Weber County, looks like you are good to go. Bored? Utah State Libraries have you covered with audiobooks, story times, movies, magazines, and much more. Check out your local library today. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Still windy near those canyon areas, partly cloudy 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
He didn't say that. Wind is very cold. Right now, only 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, competition is fierce among Utah homebuyers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has part two of our series, Priced Out. That's coming up next on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
How much money have you saved for retirement? What if you could make $250,000 work like it was $500,000? Or what if you could make $1 million work like it was $2 million? Now that would be amazing, right? Learn how you could generate tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional retirement income at GetMoreWithBoss.com. Just answer a few simple questions and you'll instantly receive a free, customized report. This free report reveals how you could make your money go even further in retirement by generating more income, getting more from your Social Security benefits, and potentially saving a small fortune in taxes. Learn your Get More number at GetMoreWithBoss.com. That's GetMoreWithBoss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Get 0 payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years. VWSouthTown.com.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma.
I love you, too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
what should people who took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine be on the lookout for? Doctors say women of a childbearing age are already more prone to see blood clots because of their hormones. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the police chief of Minnesota and the police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop Sunday are both resigning. Kim Potter's resignation comes 2 days after she shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center by mistake. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot with Mark Jackson.
Well, now it's going to be northbound I-15 in Davis County. Looks like a bit of a slowdown between SR 193, 700 South, and 650 North in the Clearfield area. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front. It looks
windy near the canyons and near 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now strong in downtown Salt Lake City, 50 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center, the mayor announcing police officer Kim Potter involved in the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright has resigned, along with the police chief.
They took the people we love!
The anguished prayers of Dante Wright's relatives and their supporters echoed through the snow flurries in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where he was shot and killed during a traffic stop by an officer who thought she was reaching for her taser when she instead pulled her gun. Mayor Mike Elliott said Officer Kim Potter and Police Chief Tim Gannon have resigned.
I'm hoping that this will help bring some calm to the community.
The mayor said the city did not ask the officer to resign, but he said it was the right thing to do. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Court in Minneapolis is in lunch recess. That after the defense in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin started presenting its case today. The prosecution rested after 11 days of testimony. The defense is focusing today on prior police incidents involving Floyd and his past drug use. At the Capitol, the body of Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans lies in honor today in the rotunda. He died earlier this month when he was attacked by a man who rammed his car into police officers at the Capitol building barricade. A memorial service earlier today, President Biden called Evans a hero.
So much strain and responsibility have been placed on the soldiers of the Capitol Police. And yet you hear it, you see it, you watch them, and you watch them do their duty with pure courage. And not complain.
It's the second memorial for a fallen Capitol officer still dealing with the crisis of the January siege. The FDA pausing the emergency use of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after six people reported blood clots after receiving the shot, including a woman who died. The FDA says it's out of an abundance of caution. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Rising home prices aren't the only thing making it harder for people to find good housing along the Wasatch Front. Competition is becoming extremely fierce for home buyers because the number of homes available on the market is so low. That's great for sellers, but it's causing a new crop of issues for buyers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has part two of our series, Priced Out.
In this one, look, one bedroom, one bath for 540 square feet.
At one point before COVID-19, Jennifer Hollander was in the market to buy a condo, and there were some that she could afford. She's a master esthetician working in skincare and permanent makeup, and she spent 1,500 hours to get that certification. But all that disappeared when the pandemic hit.
Then all of a sudden, it was like the world stopped.
Now she lives in a one-bedroom apartment, smaller than most hotel rooms. Not only can she not afford to buy a home, she can't afford to rent most apartments downtown. She showed me some listings.
This one is 462 square feet, and you have to call for details.
They don't even say the price.
No.
She's currently paying less than $700 per month for her apartment, but only because she qualifies for low-income housing assistance. She's not sure if the things will ever get back to somewhat normal.
There's no jobs. I mean, there are listings for Indeed. You can see them. but there's not a lot. And when you do apply, you're applying with everybody else that's still looking in the beauty industry.
If you're selling a home, things are great. Utah Association of Mortgage Professionals President Lauren Patterson says, with the supply of homes on the market being so low and the demand being so high, some buyers are willing to spend more to outbid their competition.
Others were put a little bit more due diligence into it, but I think that we'll also continue to see some shuffling going on.
He believes this shuffling could continue for months, if not years, and it includes people trying to downsize from what they have now.
Home prices are anticipated or forecast to continue to increase, so at that point, you're hard-pressed to say, don't buy.
However, it's the first-time home buyers that really could have the biggest challenge getting a house.
As you know, getting into the market the first time is typically the biggest challenge that we have, right? Then once you're in, you've got appreciation and net worth that starts working for you. So making a move after that is a little bit easier.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date now on the drive. Traffic and weather together. And Mark Jackson's in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, Maria, Davis County crash is where all the action is right now. Northbound I-15 prior to 650 North Clearfield is over on the right shoulder, but you are slowing down briefly to get by it on northbound I-15. Crash on westbound SR-201 at Bangor Highways over on the left shoulder in West Valley. Bangor Highway getting some delays north and southbound around work zones near 6200 South. Get Bernina Sewing and Serger Machines at deep discounts. It's National Serger Month at Dave's Bernina. 48 months, no interest, free offers and extras. Dave's Bernina, Provo and St. George. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has a look at our seven-day forecast.
Winds near the canyons, but not as strong in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s. Rain showers tonight and more scattered rain tomorrow. High of 56. Rain and snow showers in the works for Thursday, 51. And partly cloudy by Friday, up to 59. Sunshine 62 on Saturday. It's a warmer Sunday, up to 67. And more sun on Monday, 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a chilly 50 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, we're going to take a look at your money news, get a complete update. Just a quick check of the markets, though. They're in mixed territory today. The Dow dropped by nearly 100 points after losses for IBM and Nike. We're going to get you a complete update coming up next.
Jeff Kaplan here with Amanda Dixon.
We're here to talk about the opportunity for our KSL listeners to go a little deeper into the news. And for us, Jeff, to listen to a little bit of Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. Okay, here's Boyd.
The thing that I loved in Washington were the people who actually work at the United States Capitol. They loved that building and the history that it contained. People come from all over the world and walk around that town in just this hushed reverence for what it means, what liberty means, what freedom means.
Wow.
I love Boyd Matheson's optimism.
He helps me remember my patriotism.
And I love how he finishes this thought.
The thing that I really took away, though, from my time in D.C. is just how strong the country really is.
So many people on the air are part of the problem. Boyd is part of the solution.
Amanda, thank you.
It's an expanded Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Afternoons from 1 until 3 on KSL News Radio.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic-yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love. Thedirtbag.com. Thedirtbag.com.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or someone that works with products that could use a boost in sales? How would you like to increase your revenue and dominate the competition? Alpine Digital Consulting helps businesses like yours take advantage of the $500 billion online marketplace. They've successfully taken products with zero sales to top sellers on Amazon and other marketplaces. The best part, your product may qualify for their revenue share program. In other words, they only get paid from the additional sales they generate, and just on the sales they generate. No more gambling thousands of dollars hoping for results. Alpine Digital Consulting has years of experience launching products both online and in retail stores. They know what works and what doesn't work. They can teach you how, or they can do it for you. Sell more now. Call Alpine Digital Consulting at 877-719-1221. 877-719-1221 or alpinedigitalconsulting.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Japan will soon start releasing radioactive water from its wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant. ABC's Andy Field explains why.
Japan running out of space to store massive amounts of radioactive water from its Fukushima nuclear power plant that was wrecked in an earthquake. That's why the country plans to release some of it into the ocean 2 years after they finish building a treatment plant. A Japanese panel saying it's unavoidable in order to help Fukushima recover. It's not known if some of the radioactivity they cannot remove will hurt fish and sea mammals.
The entire process to release the water is expected to take decades. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Toilet paper sales are on the decline. TP and sanitary wipes fell more than 4% in the last quarter, indicating last year's stockpiling is starting to have an effect on sales. Americans spent more than $11 billion on toilet paper last year. IHOP is updating their menu with more bacon. They are calling it a bacon obsession menu. Items include maple bacon milkshake, candied bacon pancakes, and a bacon burger. Nike wants to resell your used clothes. Your used shoes, of course. The company is now reselling returned sneakers at a discount to reduce waste. The shoes have to be gently worn. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 75 points, sitting at 33,668. S&P 500 up by 11 and the NASDAQ up by 110 points. Expect to pay more for a new vehicle or for even a rental car. ABC's Jim Ryan says a technology bottleneck has dealt another blow to the auto industry.
The global shortage of semiconductors might just sound like an excuse for Texas car dealer Charlie Gilchrist to raise his prices.
We can build the trucks, but we have to have these chips.
But economics professor Mike Davis of Southern Methodist University says it's true.
Automobiles these days are basically computers with engines.
So without the chips, new cars can't be built, prices for existing units go up, and rentals become scarce. Charlie Gilchrist remains hopeful.
It's something that won't be solved overnight, but it will be solved.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Season 2 of the KSL Podcast. Cold.
We were convinced that bad things had happened.
You don't know what a person's capable of, but obviously he was out to silence her.
Justice for Joyce Yost. Exclusively on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Season 2 of Cold. KSL Podcasts.
It's me again, and you guessed right. I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton because it's tomato frenzy time. J&J has grown thousands of tomato plants, and right now, all large-sized plants are just $2.49 each. That's half price. J&J tomato plants are the best because they're grown from seed right here at J&J. Their employees are the best, too, because they can answer all your planting questions. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $4.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the tomato frenzy sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton. You won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Mark Jackson, what's happening on the roads?
It's like we have more road weather alerts being issued by UDOT for very strong winds to pick back up tonight. Expect them along the Wasatch Front, and please drive with caution. Davis County crash northbound I-15 just before 650 north is clearing, but you are backing now from SR-193 700 south. Right now, Friendly Home Services. Get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Strong wind gusts still near the canyons, but not quite as strong for the afternoon. We're in the 60s. We got rain showers tonight and scattered rain tomorrow, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos, 53 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour, the president is setting a new benchmark for withdrawing American troops from Afghanistan. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with the latest.
President Biden will withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks. The new deadline was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed to ABC by a defense official. This means American troops will stay in Afghanistan beyond the May 1st deadline that was negotiated with the Taliban by the Trump administration. President Biden said last month it would be hard to have the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops out by May, but said the U.S. would leave Afghanistan. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Stay tuned for more on the president's announcement coming up in 5 minutes. KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson will break down what this will mean for the president. Utah's immunization director is not sure when this pause on the J&J vaccine will be over. He says the state was supposed to get more doses of J&J by the end of the month to speed up the vaccination process.
We'll just continue to move along. This will kind of move things a little bit slower in getting our goal of getting enough people vaccinated. But, you know, we can only do the best we've got with the amount of vaccine that we have.
Rich Lakin says the FDA is investigating reports of something that is extremely rare and is treatable and may not be associated with the vaccine at all. He hopes it doesn't scare people away from being vaccinated against coronavirus. This year's UDOT Zero Fatalities Safety Summit focuses on why people are distracted while driving. Executive Director Carlos Braceres says there are three types of distractions: manual, fiddling with the radio, visual, like reading billboards, and cognizance.
Cognizant distractions deal with the task of listening, conversing, daydreaming, or just becoming lost in thought. In this form of distraction, the driver is mentally distracted from safe driving.
Braceres says researchers discovered that our brains work in bursts of attention, meaning Utah drivers have over 5,000 thoughts during an average commute to distract them. High wind is expected to continue tonight. The National Weather Service reports wind gusts near 60 miles an hour. Now, the strongest gust was 72 miles per hour near Farmington. Strong winds are expected tonight into tomorrow before rain and snow hit northern Utah. The agency also says mountain areas could receive more than a foot of snow after the wind tomorrow. KSL's top national story this hour. Lawmakers in Washington are unveiling details on the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act today. The White House says the act would expedite the federal government's response to the rise of hate crimes.
It asks the Department of Justice to work in conjunction with the state and local law enforcement to ensure that the word gets out in appropriate language, culturally appropriate, that these kinds of crimes should be prevented, should be reported.
Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono. The White House also says the act would ensure that hate crimes information is more accessible to Asian American communities. The parents of Dante Wright, shot and killed in suburban Minneapolis this week, say it should never have escalated the way it did. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Katie Wright says their whole family is devastated.
We had our hearts pulled out of our chest. He was my baby.
She says her son Dante had called her as he was being pulled over, but she didn't know why.
I don't know. I know my son was scared. He's afraid of the police. And I just seen and heard the fear in his voice.
Police say the officer involved, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center PD, mistook her service weapon for her taser. The Wrights say they want her held accountable. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The police officer and the police chief in Minnesota who fatally shot that black man during the traffic stop have both resigned. Kim Potter's resignation comes 2 days after she shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright. The city's police chief has defended Potter, saying that he believes she mistakenly grabbed her gun when she was going for her taser. Other national stories we are following. While the UK continues to lift some lockdown restrictions, the Prime Minister is warning that death rates will likely increase once again. More from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Vaccination rates here are among the highest in the world right now. That program has largely been sold as the ticket back to freedom. But as Boris Johnson says...
Of course, the vaccination program has helped, but the bulk of the work in reducing the disease has been done by the lockdown.
The current lockdown's been in place for over 3 months and frustration levels have been growing. A third COVID wave is building on the continent that inevitably will hit here at some stage. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
France is moving to ban short domestic flights. The goal is to cut carbon emissions in areas where trains are available for people to use instead. This comes as airlines around the world are still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. The measure would not apply to routes of connecting flights. Coming up on KSL, President Biden will pull troops out of Afghanistan on September 11th. Boyd Matheson will discuss what this means. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Slower speeds right now we're seeing due to a crash reported northbound I-15 prior to 650 North Clearfield. Big backups now from prior to 700 South. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Now it's easier to find more of this.
Posturing, debating, and grandstanding in just this muck of political prop wash.
We're excited to announce an expanded Inside Sources
from 1 till 3.
More than ever, rely on KSL News Radio.
What can you do with a great rate on a home equity credit line from Zions Bank? Apparently, a lot of great things. Get 1.99% intro APR for the first 6 months, 3.50% to 5.00% variable APR thereafter, and get going on those home upgrades you've always wanted to make. Apply today at zionsbank.com/homeequity or call 1-800-789-5626 to learn more about costs and terms. Loan subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See banker for details. Division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 467014.
This is the year I remodel that kitchen.
This is the year I update that patio.
This is the year I expand that home office.
This is the year it can all happen with a home equity credit line from Zions Bank. Get 1.99% intro APR for the first 6 months, 3.50% to 5.00% variable APR thereafter. Apply today at zionsbank.com/homeequity or call 1-800-789-5626 to learn more about costs and terms. Loan subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See banker for details. Division of Zions Bank Corporation. NA member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 467014.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. The Utah Department of Health says people will have to reschedule their J&J vaccine appointments to get a different vaccine. The U.S. is putting a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as they review 6 cases of blood clots. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12:45, we will go in depth with an ER doctor on that pause. President Biden will withdraw troops from Afghanistan before the 20th anniversary of this September 11th terror attacks. Boyd Matheson joins me now. And Boyd, what does this mean?
Well, it will put an end to the longest war in American history. We've had troops on the ground there in Afghanistan ever since shortly after 9/11, of course. There aren't a lot of troops there currently. There's only about 2,500 official troops there. There are also some that function under the CIA auspices, so they are not counted in that. Some of the counterintelligence folks, and they will likely stay, the counterintelligence folks, even after the withdrawal. The interesting thing to me in this is that President Biden is actually pushing back the timeline for withdrawal. Former President Donald Trump actually had a May 1st target in terms of having all of the troops out, which was part of a negotiation with the government there in Afghanistan and the Taliban. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to see what happens between May and September as it relates to the interaction between the Taliban and the government there in Afghanistan.
Is it signaling that there are things going on there that the Biden administration is concerned about?
I think the last three administrations have really all been trying to figure out how do we effectively get out of there, and all have struggled. President Trump struggled with that. President Obama struggled with that mightily. In terms of what happens following that, many of the military folks say that, you know, it is likely that the Taliban will have some advantage and have some gains in terms of the battlefield. But then it will be interesting and really up to the Afghan people to see what happens after that.
All right. Boyd Matheson will be with us from 1 to 3. He's going to make sure you have all the latest information on what is happening there with Afghanistan. KSL News Time, 12:39. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Mark Jackson, how are things going?
Well, we're seeing some slower speeds. In fact, much slower than originally reported on northbound I-15. This wreck must be a big one that is clearing just prior to 650 north, but the speeds are definitely thickening back prior to 700 south SR-193. So add some significant KSL travel time on that. Please also plan on using extreme caution, especially traveling later tonight on I-15 between the Idaho border and Salt Lake City, especially near Brigham City and Kaysville to Bountiful, because we're going to have some winds whipping up tonight. So road weather alerts are sounding once again. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Still windy near those canyon areas, partly cloudy, 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
As you work through your prep, you start to pick up the rhythm. Each chord builds on the last, building your own composition. Because this isn't a meeting. It's not a presentation. This moment is yours and yours alone. The symphony inspires our every move. Find your inspiration at Abravanel Hall or by streaming at USUO On Demand. Visit utahsymphony.org for the full calendar of streaming and live performances. Now streaming at USUO On Demand, audience favorite Pablo Sainz Viegas joins the Utah Symphony for Rodrigo's Fantasía para un Gentil Hombre. And coming up in April at Abravanel Hall, concertmaster Madeline Atkins takes the stage as featured soloist, performing Ralph Vaughan Williams' The Lark Ascending. And Terry Fisher conducts a program of Bach, Wynton Marsalis, and Wagner. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Biden administration has been pulling U.S. troops from Afghanistan on September 11th. Now, this moves back the date set by President Trump, which was for May. Second, Utah health officials are still telling people to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine, even though they are putting a pause on the J&J vaccine. UVU Health will give out the Pfizer vaccine instead. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Mark Jackson.
Woods pretty close to being called emergency traffic in Davis County on northbound I-15. Ugly delays after Antelope Drive, but just prior to a big wreck at 650 North Clearfield. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong winds near the canyon, 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
53 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
In the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center, just a few miles where the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd is taking place, another fatal police incident has sparked protests and outrage. Mayor Mike Elliott today announcing Officer Kim Potter, reportedly who shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright during a routine traffic stop, has resigned, along with Police Chief Tim Gannon.
We want to send the message to the community that we're taking the situation very seriously.
Yesterday, the police chief said he believed the officer accidentally shot her gun instead of a taser. The FDA hitting the pause button on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. That after six women who received the J&J shot reported blood clots, including one who died. The FDA says it will review the cases. South Africa followed by suspending the J&J vaccine. President Biden announcing a new deadline to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. I'm Michelle Franz, ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is being put on pause in the U.S. The FDA and the CDC are investigating six cases of a rare blood clot in women who received the vaccine. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline to discuss what this investigation means is ER Dr. Marion Bishop. And Dr. Bishop, explain for us, is this something pretty serious that we should be concerned about?
Well, the blood clot associated with the vaccine is very rare, but it is serious. It can be dangerous. And so I actually take it as a sign of good faith that with only six cases, that the CDC is taking it seriously and saying, let's do a little more investigation. Let's make sure that this vaccine is safe.
Why exactly does this happen in women?
You know, we don't know for sure, but women's immune systems are a little different from men's for many reasons, in part because women have to give birth. And pregnancy and childbirth kind of sets up the immune system to behave in slightly different ways than men's. And so some of those differences, and they're very nuanced, may be connected to this trouble with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. I know there are people who probably had the vaccine and are thinking, oh, my goodness, how would I even know if I had a blood clot?
That's a great question. And I think what I would say is that, you know, first of all, if you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine 6 weeks ago, you really are out of the woods. But, you know, if you're a woman of childbearing age, you know, from 18 to 50 or so, and recently received the vaccine, if you develop a headache, if you become short of breath, if you develop any stroke-like symptoms, those are all reasons to go to the ER. And we, you know, your primary care doctor or an emergency room physician would be happy to help you sort out if those are just, you know, caused by nothing concerning or if they're caused by this rare but, you know, more concerning blood clot.
Right. We heard today that there have been 7 million doses of this vaccine administered. And so just 6 cases and 7 million doesn't seem like a lot. But as you were saying, people have to have confidence in this vaccine.
Exactly. And so, as I said, like, I would much rather have the CDC chase down those 6 cases and then, you know, reassess who to give the vaccine to and how they can use it safely than ignore this. And so they talked about an abundance of caution, and I think that's exactly what it is. You know, COVID is a scary disease, and vaccination is really important, and we want people to feel confident about that. So I think if there's even just a little wrinkle, the CDC is hopping on it and saying, let's get to the bottom of this so that we can, you know, keep people safe while we're trying to keep them safe.
Yeah. Do you fear that this will scare people off from getting the vaccine?
I do a little bit. And I'm reassured that both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines have been very safe and continue to be given. Many people who are scheduled for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine today are already being, you know, kind of rerouted and connected with Moderna and Pfizer. And I understand that people might be cautious once they hear this news, but I love the transparency of saying, hey, there are only 6 cases, but let's check it out. Let's make sure we can learn what's going on, you know, before we advance.
Dr. Bishop, one final question for you. Is there anything people can do to avoid getting blood clots? I mean, if someone's going to have a J&J vaccine, they're in that age group, they're a woman, would there be anything they could do?
You know, that's an interesting question. This is a rare kind of blood clot that happens in the brain. Most blood clots that we think about preventing are blood clots that happen in the leg and then travel to the lungs. And we can prevent those with exercise and things like that. This rare blood clot in the brain is a little bit of a different category. So I would just, I think it's more after the fact. If you develop symptoms that are unusual for you, don't hesitate to call them to the attention of your primary care doctor or to be seen in an emergency room.
Dr. Bishop, we appreciate your help. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No trouble at all. Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is ER Dr. Marion Bishop. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the very latest from Mark Jackson.
We sure do, Maria. Now, let me tell you what's going on. Northbound I-15 prior to 650 North. This is a wreck that now is in the right lane. It looks like it's pretty big. But I also see some construction barrels in the road as well. So we may have lane restrictions in place anyway, unrelated to that. But I'm calling emergency traffic because of these horrible backups that we're seeing right now. They're not that far, but in the mix, it's going to be very slow traffic after Antelope Drive up to the scene prior to 650 North. Olson's Greenhouse encourages a little social distancing in your garden. Relieve stress and enjoy your surroundings with beautiful Olson's bedding plants. For retailers or great planting ideas and tips, visit OGG.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Winds near the canyons, but not as strong in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s. Rain showers tonight and more scattered rain tomorrow. High of 56, rain and snow showers in the works for Thursday, 51, and partly cloudy by Friday up to 59. Sunshine 62 on Saturday. It's a warmer Sunday up to 67, and more sun on Monday, 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Definitely not warm in downtown Salt Lake City. It's blustery this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we'll give you the very latest on the coronavirus numbers here in Utah, tell you also how many people have been vaccinated, and we'll check your money news.
The University of Utah has an exciting new research study for moms and daughters. The MEND2 lab is looking at the ways that moms and daughters' moods and behaviors affect each other. Healthy teen girls between the ages of 11 and 16 and their biological moms can volunteer. Mothers and daughters are compensated for their time. For more information, please call or text 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039. They can provide more details about the different parts of the study, or you can find out more
at the MEND2 Lab website. You or your daughter may be asked to complete interviews, surveys, cognitive tests, or an MRI exam. You have the right to opt out of the study at any time. Spread the word to friends and family who may be interested. Again, please call or text. That's 385-313-0039.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. While starting my first of five successful businesses, I foolishly did my own accounting. I stuck the more difficult tax forms in a drawer for later, which caused the tax man to cometh. That little mistake took an entire team of accountants weeks to prevent the tax man from clubbing me. Moral of the story? Use Patriot's accounting software because it's easy, and tell your accountant to use the same accounting software you use. Then, if the tax man cometh, you'll be the one holding the club. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Utah Today is reporting 358 new cases of COVID-19 and two additional deaths. 124 people are in the hospital. Health Department says a rolling 7-day average for positive tests is 406 per day. The state is also approaching 1.75 million vaccinations administered. Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Charles Schwab is taking a woman to court after a clerical error. The mistake gave the woman $1.2 million, but she's refusing to give it back. She has now been arrested and is facing theft and bank fraud charges. People in the UK are flocking to the hairdresser. British hairdressers saw a staggering 500% increase in customers yesterday, the first day out of the lockdown. Shopping sales across the country also soared. The PC market is doing well in the pandemic. Sales of laptops and desktops are up 32% for the first quarter of the year compared to last year. And this is the biggest growth of PC sales ever. We'll update that emergency traffic situation coming up next. KSL News Time, 1256.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.